Thanks again, everybody, for joining us. I'm not going to make the same mistake I made for Tickback, which means I'm going to ask Cottrell to take roll right now. Cottrell?
Okay. Yes, Judge Conklin?
I'm here.
Judge Gabe?
Here.
Judge Marginis? Ms. Bartleson? Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Planet? Mr. Landry?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
So we just completed roll. Did anybody join us in the past 30 seconds that did not have an opportunity to answer present? So I show we're missing Judge Marginis, Kim Bartleson, Mike Planet, and David Yamasaki.
That is correct.
But I think we've got a quorum.
That is correct.
Okay, great. So thank you all so much. I'm sure those folks, well, I'm hopeful that they're just transitioning from the Tickback meeting and they're going to join us. So I think this is going to be a pretty quick meeting. Did I just hear somebody join in?
Yes, Judge Conklin. Hi, this is David. I was looking for the video conference, but obviously I had to punt.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. There isn't one, and we were all just commenting on that this is the old-fashioned way. So that's why we're all on the phone together. Maybe next time we'll try to at least do a video link for everybody. But with that, we just have a few brief items on our agenda, the first of which, and I don't mean to downplay it, but is simply the consideration of the minutes from the November 19th and November 25th meetings. They're in your materials. Is there a motion to approve those minutes together?
Rule moves.
Landry seconds.
It's been moved and seconded that the minutes from November 19th and 25th be approved. Is there any opposition to that motion? Hearing none, those minutes are deemed unanimously approved.
Judge Conklin, I apologize. I was on mute. I don't oppose. I was just not there on the 25th, so I'm going to abstain as to the 25th minutes. The statement.
Okay, that's appropriate. We'll show David, Mr. Yamasaki, is abstaining from the 25th, but we still have a quorum to pass those. Cottrell, did we have any public comment for today's meeting?
No, Judge. We did not receive any public comment for today's meeting.
Great. Okay. And so considering it's a recorded meeting, the only way we can take public comment is by pre-submission, and we did not receive any, which means we can move right to item number one, which is a consideration of children's waiting room funds from the San Francisco Superior Court. They're requesting to continue to receive CWR funds during the unforeseen temporary closure of their waiting rooms, their child witness waiting rooms, due to COVID. They want to continue those funds during this time to enable them to provide a safe and healthy settings for their children. And, Oksana, I hope I did not take anything away from you. I'm going to turn it over to you.
No, you did not. Thank you, Judge Conklin. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Oksana Tak, Senior Budget Analyst with Budget Services, presenting today for consideration by the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee a recommendation to the Judicial Council to approve its May business meeting to continue distribution of children waiting room funds to the San Francisco Superior Court. On July 24, 2020, the Council approved children waiting room policy revision recommended by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, which allows the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee to make a recommendation directly to the Council on a court request. Such request was received from San Francisco Superior Court to continue receiving children waiting room funds during the unforeseen temporary closure in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. By continuing to receive children waiting room funds, the court will have sufficient resources to help defray costs and support operation of the children waiting room upon reopening. The San Francisco Superior Court request for continued children waiting room distribution is provided on Attachment B. It's page 9 of the materials. On March 17, 2020, due to the COVID pandemic and its impact on court operations, the court closed two of its children waiting room locations. Due to continued health and safety concerns for the court staff and for the public, The court does not plan to reopen its children waiting room locations until it is deemed safe. The court is closely monitoring the pandemic and evaluating options to enable reopening as soon as it's safe to do so. Attachment C provides the total distribution during the last four fiscal years for the 18 courts that received children waiting room distributions as of 2019-20. The last attachment D provides the distribution from first paper general civil unlimited uniform filing fees for government court section 70611 in the San Francisco County. There is no change in the distribution for this request because the court is already receiving children's waiting room distributions every month. That concludes our presentation. Court representatives are available to answer any questions and provide any additional information or necessary details. Thank you.
Oksana, thank you so much. So to summarize, essentially what this means is San Francisco is asking to keep their CWR funds in the bank, so to speak, for future use, but they can't be used for any other purpose than CWR, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Any questions of Oksana or discussion of this item?
Judge Conklin, this is David. I don't have any issue with this particular item, but I know that there has been some rules related to the amount of a fund balance that a court can have as it relates to the children's waiting room. Does the ability or the granting of San Francisco retaining the funds create an issue such that it creates a fund balance in excess of the permitted amount?
No, it does not.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good question. I'm glad you got that clarified. Any other questions or concerns concerning the recommendation set forth at page 7 of 11 of your materials? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion concerning that recommendation?
Yes, this is David. I would move approval.
Thank you, David. Is there a second?
This is Gabe. I'll second.
Judge Gabe seconds. Thank you so much. Before we conclude, well, any other comment on this motion? And just so we have a clear role, did either Judge Marginis or Kim Bartleson or Mike Planet join us? Okay, so we'll show that they're not participating in this vote. David is on the line, obviously, in making the motion. So is there any opposition to the motion as set forth to accept the recommendation on page 7? Hearing no opposition, I'm going to deem that recommendation unanimously approved. Thank you all very much. This is one of our shorter meetings, considering the fact we only had one agenda item. Cottrell, is there anything else we need to address?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, so much for taking time out of your busy day. I know I said this to you all at TICBAC, but I hope to see you all in person very soon. Stay well.
You as well. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oksana, thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.